last week. I had to be able to play Santa Claus yesterday. Oh, your offensive line.
I don't know what you're talking about. those are just from, you know, they deserve it, man. They don't get any credit for anything, so, you know, they just deserve those kind of things, man. Just to let them know that someone's thinking about them.
Derek, you looked at last week. Minus 12 yards, offense at halftime, and then in the second half exploded.
Yeah.
Able to move the ball right down the field. What transpired at halftime? What did you do differently in the second half?
You know, looking at the first half is just like we didn't play well. You know, it just comes down to that. We didn't do what we're capable of. Myself, you know, didn't do what I was capable of. And when that happens, I get mad at myself, and I don't know what the word is. I just can't wait to get back out there, really, and just get the ball back in my hands. And so at halftime gives you a little bit more time to think about those things and, you know, kind of just think that, you know, as long as we just go out and execute the way that we can and we're capable of, we can move the ball, and, you know, we showed that.
After the game, you were caught on camera a couple of times with some priceless reactions and back sacks. I think you didn't even believe it was 5 sacks.
I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable to me. I just, like, that's like unheard of. But yeah, they caught me saying some things, and you know, I mess with him a lot too about being picked ahead of me. Still a little bitter about that, but you know, I see why. You know, I mean, he had a career day, one of the best days this franchise has ever seen, and so you know, I've said it all along. I mean, I think he's one of the best players in this league, and he obviously showed it.
Could you see? Have you went back and watched this 5 seconds?
Yeah. all of them, you know, just to see that there is a certain amount of time it takes to watch all his sacks, you know, and it's not a season highlight, you know, it's just really a half, you know, I think it said 24 minutes, he had 5 of them. I'm just glad he's on my team.
You go back and look at last week, and you see at halftime, despite what happened,
yeah,
only down 12 points.
Yes.
And so when you jump out there in the third quarter, you know, you're thinking, man, we're right in this thing still.
Yeah, I mean, we left our defense out to dry. They were on the field a lot in the first half, and, you know, they held them to field goals, which was huge. Made it a two-score game, you know, and we were able to go out and get some touchdowns, which was big, obviously, you know, when we needed them in the second half. You know, but to see our team, you know, just have that belief in the locker room, there was no doubt in anybody's mind. You know, Coach asked us, do you believe that we can do it? Absolutely, we believe we can go out and win this game. And it showed when we went back out there, you know, because we scored, yeah, but at the end, defense had to make a stop to win it. And, you know, we had kept them on the field for a long time in the first half, but second half, they didn't even care about it at all. They went out there and made the stop, so it was big for our team to win.
Last year, I remember James Jones calling me baby A-Rod, and
you'd
be on the opposite sideline. Is there a special aspect of that?
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm honored that he would say something like that. Obviously, Aaron is so accomplished, you know, MVP, Super Bowls, you know, all those kind of things, and I haven't done anything near that, you know, so I don't compare myself to him at all. You know, he's one of, if not the best quarterback in our game. You know, he has obviously one of the best arms we've ever seen, you know, in this league, and so, you know, I'm honored that James would say something like that, but, you know, Aaron's done far more than I have so far.
Is there something within... Do you think that there's a style similarity that maybe if you watch what he does, you feel like, okay, I can translate that? Or
yeah, no, I definitely understand, you know, style-wise, you know, that kind of stuff. Because in college, I mean, Aaron was one of my favorites, you know, watching him, you know, because the way he played. And I tried to, you know, emulate some of the stuff that he did. You know, I've told you guys before, I take stuff from everybody that I've ever watched. And so I took some stuff from him, so I definitely see the style, you know, all those kind of things, you know, playing a certain part.
No,
not anymore. Now that we're competitors, I don't. But when I was young, you know, looking up into the NFL, I was like, man, you know, I can't, you know, I want to do that and things like that. But no, I just talked trash to Devontae this week. You know.
No rest for the weary in the National Football League. You go from the Denver Broncos defense and Blair and Von Miller, and now you've got Clay Matthews, Julius Petrus.
Yep.
Defense. What do you see from them?
Oh man, you know, they're household names, and you see why when you turn the tape on. I mean, they're so talented. You know, we say that every week, but you know, because it's the NFL. But they are. You know, they have, you know, they have speed. They got size. They're physical up front. You know, they can run and cover ground. You know, those big guys can move really well. So we have our work cut out for us. But like you said, there's no rest. You know, in this league. You know, until until late February, you don't get to rest, you know. So, you know, hopefully we can go out there and, you know, just execute the way we know we can. You know, that's all we need to think about is just, you know, hopefully we proved that to ourselves this past week, just to go out and execute the way we know we can. And, you know, hopefully that's what we'll do.
You've only been sacked 19 times in, 12, 13 games.
Wow.
Obviously, a lot of credit goes to the offensive line, but do you have to find a good rhythm with those guys, kind of a feeling for how long they're going to block for you and when you need to get rid of the football? And do you feel like your line and you are like in that good rhythm where you avoid big-time pressure?
Yeah. No, we definitely feel like we're in a good rhythm, you know, in those kind of ways. But as long as I can stay on time, you know, in my drop with my reads, you know, uh-huh. staying on time with my progressions and all those kind of things, the way certain routes develop, you know, you have a – quarterbacks just have an internal clock of knowing, man, it's getting kind of late, you know. And you know, as long as I can do my very best to, you know, hopefully I have this year of not taking as many sacks, you know, to make sure that we're in good field position, you know, that's what I'm gonna try and do, you know. But it's all about me staying on time with my footwork and in my progressions.
Derek, last year at this time you're playing out the string. Can you speak to what
I'm sorry,
last year at this time you guys are playing out the string?
Yes.
What does it mean to you to be playing big time in football games in
December? Well, this is why I compete. You know, this is why all of us compete. It wasn't – last year was really hard for me because sitting at 0-10 going into those last weeks, you know you're not going to the playoffs, all those kind of things, and that was really hard for me just personally to deal with. You know, whereas now I love competition. I love competing against the best. I love when it matters and all those kind of things, and every game matters in this league, but now we have a chance to do things, and we need some help along the way. But you know, it's kind of cool to be able to play these games, because you know, that's why we do this, you know. That's why you you know, come out here and try and you know, make it to the NFL and all those things, because you want to play in big games.
A couple more for Derek.
Earlier in the year, the feeling might have been that if you guys win the offense, you have to go out and win these games. Sunday was an example where the defense really large to win that game. Is that just encouraging for the way of where this team is growing, that it was obviously meant to be as a dominant team? That's what you need.
Well, you know, numbers aside, you're never going to win a game with just one side or the other. You know, someone has to make a play at some point, you know, and, you know, defense played great the whole game. We played okay for a little bit, you know, but at some point, both sides have to work together. And, you know, that's why this game is the ultimate team game. And that's why I'll never take too much credit for anything. I know they won't, you know, because we know at some point in the game, if we want to win, even special teams, someone's got to make a play to where we all come together and do it.
You had the luxury of playing against Denver four times so far in your young career. You've only got like a quarter or two against Green Bay. What's the difference in preparing for a division rival that you play all the time as opposed to a team you don't see very often?
Oh, man, there's so many different twists, you know, because Denver will show you some similar looks. They'll show you the same thing and do something different out of it at the snap. You know, they'll bring in the same groupings. You know, with the division, when you see someone one time, they try and trick you the next time. They try and do certain things and all those kind of things. So all that comes into play. When you play, you know, someone that you've never played before, you play them once a year, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, you just prepare for them how you do with everyone else. You know, it's not, okay, what did they do last time? What it worked, what didn't work, those kind of things. It's just, you just kind of throw your game plan out there the best that you can and go try and compete against them.
Derek,